General discussion, items from commissioners that want to bring forward.
I've got a few more.
Sure.
November meeting will be at the NRB, Natural Resources Building, as usual, in our usual room. Our December and January meetings will be in a different location. And we haven't settled on the details. We haven't settled exactly on the location. But the reason we're considering other locations is that we do expect the potential for more citizens, more stakeholders to come and want to testify, because we will be including the Willapa Salmon Management Policy on the agenda. So we do expect more attendance, and we want to figure out where to go, larger room, more seating for the audience. So the December and January meetings, we'll let you know where they're going to be, but they will not be at the NRB, at the regular room. They will not be there. And that's my list of reminders.
Okay, one thing I had on general discussion that Commissioner Wecker and I attended the Wolf Management meeting in Linwood, and you might have seen in the news links some press coverage about it. It was, as they all are, very well attended, very informative, and very emotional. So it was, I think our presence was appreciated, and I compliment the staff for being very focused and very professional. Any other comments from anybody?
Mr. Vice Chair, Commissioner Smitten.
Yes.
Perhaps our chair is best able to do this, but for those of you that have not been intimately involved in the recreational fisheries community meetings with WDFW, there was a meeting on last, I forget the day, but this last past week, I think on Monday or Tuesday, and to go over the report from the convener, Mr. Tim Thompson, to look at final report and recommendations. And I should turn it to the chair. I think she leads us in this effort, but I'll fill in any blanks that I have. Miranda.
Thank you, Commissioner Smitten. I am not really well equipped to go through all the details now. I don't have the report in front of me, but I want to give other commissioners the general flavor, and that is that from a general perspective, I'm really delighted that staff, the director, are working so cooperatively with the leaders of the sport fishing community to discuss the complexities of the major topics that they've brought up. Our staff are just making a tremendous effort to find good cooperative ways to maintain relationships, find opportunity, satisfy our stakeholders, and look for those positive outcomes. And I think it's bearing fruit, because my sense is that the sport fishing leadership is acting very responsibly. They're complimenting staff. They're recognizing the effort that's being made. They're being, in general, a lot friendlier, and it's we're anticipating. We're just talking with each other like adults who understand the difficulty of many of the practical realities that face us, rather than having misunderstanding after misunderstanding. So I think we're on a very good track now of working together, feeling that we're allies, that we can find solutions that are acceptable to both sides, and that this is the track that the department really should be on. And it's a major constituency group that pays a lot of our bills. So I'm very happy with the progress that it's been made. I really, truly am delighted to hear some of the sport fishing leaders compliment staff, recognize some of the good things that are happening. So it's working well, I think, this initiative to really focus some attention on these issues and talk regularly. And I also have to say, Tim Thompson is providing really essential leadership in mobilizing them to be responsible, look hard at the issues, listen, learn from the experts, and form a unified front, which will be the make or break for whether we are successful in legislative session in getting our license fee increase adopted. Their unity will make all the difference during the next leg session, in my opinion, and it looks like it's working. Tim Thompson is just keeping them moving along together. So I don't know if you want to mention anything in specific, Commissioner Smitten, but in general, we're looking at co-management progress in our co-management relationships and in our negotiating approaches, looking at HSRG implementation, hatchery and harvest reform implementation, Columbia River implementation, and a number of other approaches to expanding sport fishing opportunity, our recognition of the importance of sport fishing opportunity. Those are, the main topics. But that's my sense of it.
Thank you. It's always good to hear positive news going forward. Commissioner Smitten, did you want to add anything?
No, I think that was a very good summary. She covered the major theme areas, the progress. It's important that we make sure we try to keep everyone informed. Back at some point in time, we may want to have a 10-15 minute update for the full commission on this issue, but it moves forward. It is very positive between the recreational community and the department. That's what brought us together, is that it was not positive in the eyes of the recreational community, and I think that's changing substantially. There's a lot of work to be done. Tremendous requests and demands on staff, but they're coming through just with great efforts. And so I think it's a very worthwhile process. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you to all the commissioners that have been active in this. This is, again, positive movement and good news. Anything else for the good of the order that we should know? Hearing nothing else, I think we can end this conference call. The Fish and Wildlife Commission at roughly 9:38. So wishing you all a very good weekend.
Thank you.
And looking forward to a very busy next couple months on commission issues. So, thank you, and staff, please let Phil know. I know he's gone, but tell him to rest up. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.